From NPR News, it's day to day. As we've been reporting today, New Orleans is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Katrina. A recent report says the real key to recovery will be small businesses. And there's a new program to help fuel private investment in local neighborhoods. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. Sam, you're actually just back from a reporting trip to New Orleans. What did you see?
Alex, what I saw was that recovery has been uneven at best. You have places like the French Quarter and Magazine Street. They look a lot like they did before the storm. But in the flooded parts of town, the abandoned cars may finally be gone. But entire neighborhoods are still largely abandoned with gutted houses. I came across potholes big enough to swallow a small car. Basic services, schools and libraries are at half the original levels. The bottom line is that poor neighborhoods, there's definitely a different experience and a different city even than, say, the wealthier parts of town.
Well, the White House and Congress say they have sent $114 billion, I think is the most recent count, in federal aid to the Gulf Coast, a lot of it for disaster relief, of course. But what about that money reaching the people?
Well, most of that money, according to many studies, is still tied up in red tape. Locals call Congress's Road Home program in Louisiana, which is trying to help people rebuild their homes, the road to nowhere. It's run by a Virginia-based private contractor, and it's been so poorly managed that less than a quarter of the applicants have received their money so far, and few of those have been from low-income families.
So what about signs of hope? I hope you encountered some of them there.
There is. New Orleans tax revenues have actually returned to 85% of what they were before the storm. But the stats can be deceiving. One economist I talked to said most of that was the few core businesses that have come back. And it leaves a lot of holes in the economy, especially in poor neighborhoods where small businesses have been struggling. I talked to Tim Williamson with a local nonprofit called the Idea Village. And he says bridging that economic divide is simple. It's just a matter of connecting small businesses that have already returned.
Entrepreneurs and innovators are the ones who create change. Once they get their businesses up and going, they're going to look around, they're going to clean up the neighborhood. They're going to sweep the streets. They're going to make sure the criminals aren't coming by the store. They're going to make sure the school's open. They're going to make sure that they help their neighbors.
Now, Williamson's group is setting up innovation centers in poor neighborhoods. They just set up one over the weekend in the Upper Ninth Ward. He says government has failed small businesses, but with more funding, he says nonprofits can only go so far. So the opportunity now is to really focus in on the work of nonprofits like the Idea Village.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.